The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. FBI says, screw you to the American people. They really did. Not in those exact words, but they did. How did they do that? Well, the FBI refuses to comply with your representatives, giving the American people the middle finger. You elect people called representatives in Congress, and the FBI has basically told your representatives, screw you. We're not going to comply with what you say, even though you have oversight over us. But when they do that, that's your representation. So they're saying, screw you to the American people. They really are. Also in this video, I will prove that the FBI is as bad as the SS. And I've got Steve Bannon reacting to the news of what the FBI has done, because the FBI is completely out of control. But before I get to that, let me say a special hello to the FBI agents monitoring this show. We really do appreciate you being here. Maybe Homeland Security is also monitoring the show. I would assume so. Thank you for joining me, and you will become a massive fan of the Ben Armstrong Show. Probably not this show, since it's going to bash your agency and expose it. So I can understand you not like thinking this is your favorite show of all time. But as you monitor this show, you will fall in love with this show and learn a whole bunch of things. So we really do appreciate your monitoring us. Also, I do want to inform you before I go forward that you probably, if you are monitoring this show, assume that you are weighing and measuring me. But here's the cool thing. That's not what's actually happening. What's happening is that I am a child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And you are being weighed and measured about what your reaction will be to this show and information. God has allowed you to be the one who monitors this show, because God is testing you. You are not weighing and measuring me. My God is weighing and measuring you. And I know you can't run away. You have to watch this whole thing. So that's why I can say it at the beginning without scaring you. It should put a little bit of fear in you, because it's the truth, and you'll see. Because you're going to be convicted during this show, and I hope you're able to do the right thing. This show is not a personal attack on any individual agents, because you might be a good person who has not committed any bad things, but your agency clearly has, and we will be pointing that out. So try not to take it too personal. But thank you again for joining us. We do appreciate your viewership. All right. So Steve Bannon talks about the FBI not complying, which is not really a shock, because they're covering up for the Bidens. You have the massive report by Congress showing that millions and millions of dollars have funneled through to the Biden family, basically in pay-to-play schemes and bribery. We know this. It's 100% documented. These are the banking records, so it's not any doubt. The media has totally not covered it. And then Congress demands that the FBI release the information about the whistleblower. But the FBI responds with a basically, screw you, you ain't getting jack squat. Even though they can't really do that. But then they realize, who's going to stop them? And so this is where the news broke. When that actually happened, Steve Bannon breaks the news that that occurs. Take a listen.
Breaking news. The FBI, so I wanted to play that through his introduction, talk about the money, and then go all the way through the whistleblower. Because as Natalie Winters reported on here this morning, they sent over a something that said, by high noon, we need to hear from you. We need this form, and that form's got all the documentation of what the whistleblower said. And the FBI has come back to them, come back to them with a 6-page letter. And as soon as we can get it, can we get that letter up on, and if Grace and Mo can put it up everywhere so people can see it. They basically said, the FBI said, suck on this. You're getting nothing. Okay. This is your FBI. This goes to my point. You got Santos is rolled up on some administrative thing today, and they got a bevy of thousands of people. And that's all they're talking about. The New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, and MSNBC did not tweet out anything. First of all, didn't cover it live, didn't tweet out one tweet from those massive operations, not one tweet during this historic press conference this morning, not one, not one. But each of them had two or three on Santos. Some congressman from Long Island who said today, hey, I saw these things. It looks like it's administrative. Maybe my files are wrong. I'll straighten it out. I'll sit down, but I'm not resigning, and he should not resign. They're coming. They double teamed that, triple team. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. We got to get Santos and all the media. Are you going to resign? Are you going to resign? Are you going to resign? Screw you. He's not going to resign. Drudge didn't have one link to this. This was historic this morning. And then the FBI, the Praetorian Guard, the FBI, what did they tell you? Shove it.
Yes, the FBI did, as Steve Bannon said, shove it. Shove it to your representative. So they said, shove it to the American people. So I want you to understand that the FBI is no longer an honorable institution. In fact, it is extremely dishonorable to say you're an FBI agent. I apologize to the FBI agents monitoring this, but it's the truth. I'm a truth teller. I have to tell the truth. It's extremely dishonorable in this day and age now to anyone who knows the truth to say you're an FBI agent. It is like saying you work for the SS. Now, that seems like an extreme statement, except for I never make statements like that unless I can back them up 100%. And so, therefore, now I must back it up 100%, so I shall. Let's just look at what the FBI has done ever since Donald Trump came down the escalator. The FBI framed President Trump with the Russian collusion story. They lied to FISA courts. They spied on his campaign even before he was president. They committed all sorts of crimes, committed a political coup to overthrow the president of the United States while he was the sitting president. They knew the whole Russian collusion story was a lie from the very beginning. They knew it came from Hillary Clinton. They knew it was a smear campaign. And yet they appointed and pushed the Robert Mueller investigation. Well, the Department of Justice did that. But the Robert Mueller investigation, the FBI could have cleared all this up in 2 seconds. They didn't, because they were trying to overthrow a sitting president. But, oh, that's not bad. How dare you, Ben, compare the FBI to the SS as if that's bad. Just conducting a political coup, framing a sitting president, that's normal. Good agencies do that all the time. You just don't know what you're talking about, Ben. You're crazy. How about this? They framed him again to try to impeach him with the Ukraine phone call. Why did they try to impeach Donald Trump over the Ukraine phone call? Because Donald Trump was poking his nose into the crimes Joe Biden had committed. You are not allowed to look at the crimes Democrats have committed in the Ukraine. We will impeach you. You had a phone call talking about what is happening in the Ukraine and the criminal activity of Joe Biden, the possible criminal activity. It was possible criminal activity at the time. Now 100% proven fact of criminal activity. The FBI knew. Remember this. When the FBI saw them try to do this impeachment of Donald Trump over the Ukraine phone call, the FBI was in possession of Hunter Biden's laptop at that time. And you don't think the FBI is responsible? They're 100% responsible for all of that. How about this? The FBI then helped the Democrats steal the 2020 election. That's a fact. And here, even if you don't think they actively helped steal it, even if you don't think that, they refused to investigate mountains and mountains of evidence of voter fraud. It didn't matter if there was more votes, casted than voters in a county or in a state in Pennsylvania. It didn't matter that it was mathematically impossible for Joe Biden, mathematically impossible when they shut the election down in Pennsylvania, for him to come back and overtake Donald Trump at that point, yet he did. But that's not, that doesn't matter, Ben. It doesn't matter that in Atlanta, Georgia, they had actual security footage because the dumb people in Atlanta, these Democrats that were stuffing the ballots, forgot that there were security cameras in the facility that they were in. They forgot about that. And those security cameras footage shows them pulling suitcases of ballots, putting them through the machines three times over, over and over and over again, after they had kicked all of the people out with a lie saying that there was a water leak. And they kicked everybody out. But just because you have them caught on tape committing voter fraud and cheating for Joe Biden, the FBI says that's not a crime. In fact, there's no evidence. We don't have to investigate these things because we were committing a political coup to overthrow Donald Trump anyways. So why would we investigate when we were wanting the election to be stolen? We've been trying to get rid of Donald Trump since the day he came in. Oh, but you're crazy, Ben. How dare you compare them to the SS? I mean, that's just crazy. Well, guess what? It gets worse. If you think I'm over the top, it gets way worse. How about they then framed you, the Trump supporter? Yes, the American citizen who voted for Donald Trump. They framed you on January 6th. They had informants that we know for a fact were working with the government, and we know for a fact were trying to cause a breach at the Capitol, and we know for a fact that they did, and we know that people were railroaded who didn't even commit any real crimes other than trespassing, but have been held in jails and persecuted, and because they wanted a political coup, just like the Nazis did to the communists, where they framed the communists for attacking their Capitol building and burning it down so that they could overthrow the Communist Party and have the Nazi Party have all the power solely to itself. And now we have the FBI and the Democrat Party doing the exact same playbook as Adolf Hitler and the SS. Wow. Isn't that interesting? Framing your political enemies with an attack on the Capitol. Hitler couldn't be more proud of the FBI in his grave. I'm sure he is smiling, saying, "Proud of you guys." I'm sure he is. I know that's offensive, but if you're part of the FBI and you're monitoring this, the truth hurts. But don't worry. I don't usually do shows on you. And when you watch my other shows, because you'll be forced to, you will like them. They will be shows that you will actually enjoy. This one you're not enjoying. I know you're not enjoying it. All right. How about this? They covered up for Hunter and Joe Biden and the laptop, because that's what all good agencies do. You know, Hunter Biden on that laptop is seen with some sort of child, which has never been named as who the heck this child is. Nobody even cares, apparently, in a bed behind him as he's standing naked. I've seen this picture with my own eyes, and it's real. Standing naked in, it looks like, the bathroom doorway. Now, here's the thing. It does not look like a selfie. It looks like someone else took the picture. I've always wondered who the heck is taking the picture. So you have that, which has to be reported because this is suspicion of child molestation. And you don't hear anything about it. But that's not, besides all the criminal financial activity, there are all drug activity. Hunter Biden, we know, has done crimes of what? Getting a gun, which I don't think he's allowed because of his past record. Anyways, there's all sorts of criminal activity, we know. It's the laptop from hell. And the FBI has actively covered it up and made sure nothing happens to Hunter Biden Plus, of course, this incriminates Joe Biden in several different areas. There are emails on that in which Hunter Biden is saying that 10% of the money that he's getting will go to the big guy. And everybody knows that means Joe Biden. So that's incrimination of Joe Biden right there. The FBI could prosecute, slam dunk case, and throw Joe Biden in jail with that alone. Just that one email, slam dunk. Slam dunk. And they don't, because they're a wonderful agency and not corrupt at all. Every FBI agent around the country must be so proud of the agents in Washington, D.C., right? Are you? If you're monitoring, are you proud of what's happening in Washington, D.C.? I don't think every agent around the country approves of all of this. Clearly, in Washington, D.C., you can't even move up in the FBI headquarters in D.C. unless you've been vetted to be someone who's cool with this kind of evil criminal activity. There's no doubt in my mind. If you've been told to monitor this show, you're probably not that high up. And so you probably have not done such evil stuff as this. So as I said at the beginning, that you would be convicted. You are not monitoring me. God is monitoring you. And it is going to be hard for you after this video, because I'm not done. I'm going to give you something that's really going to make it hard for you to work for the FBI and feel okay inside and sleep at night. And God convicting you of the evil agency in which you are working for. I wish it wasn't true. I wish the FBI still had the reputation of being a wonderful agency. I wish. But it's not the case. For those of you who are watching and you're thinking, well, there's nothing that can be done. They are the law enforcement and the Department of Justice and the White House. They're never going to hold themselves responsible. Nothing can be done to hold the FBI responsible. So why even do this, Ben? You're actually wrong about that. The Republican Party does not want you to know that with a snap of the Republican Party's fingers, the FBI could be stopped. With a snap of their fingers. It would take governors to do it. Republican governors, which we actually have all across this country. They just don't want to do it because they're too scared. You think they would ever do a show like this, knowing that it's going to be monitored by the FBI the way I'm doing it? No, they're a bunch of wuss bags. You know why? Because I sent them the information of what they could do, and none of them have done it because they're not going to do it. I hope I'm wrong. I will praise them up and down if just one governor snaps his fingers and does what he should do, and that's kick the FBI out of his state. And he can do that with the snap of his fingers. One day, boom, any Republican governor can kick the FBI out of its state and say, you can no longer function in my state. States allow the FBI to function. And this all came about because criminals were crossing state lines. And so they created the FBI to chase criminals across state lines. So states gave the permission of the FBI to function in their states in order to catch criminals across the state lines. That's the sole purpose of the FBI. That's it. That's really all they're really supposed to be doing. But what you don't realize is that means a governor can say, I no longer will allow the FBI to function because they're terrorizing my citizens. They illegally monitor and spy on my citizens of my state, which we know they do that too. So why would any governor allow, especially a Republican governor, allow their citizens to be persecuted by the FBI, which we have seen videos of persecution of pro-life people being persecuted by the FBI with raids, with guns. We've seen Trump supporters persecuted by the FBI with raids and guns drawn. We have seen this. So why doesn't a governor snap their fingers and say, nope, not happening in my state? They can, but they won't. Now, let me move on to the final thing I want to show you. Some of you may doubt this, but there's an article that I want to show you so you know it's not just me making this up. When I say the FBI is completely corrupt and it is as bad as the SS, and maybe even FBI agents don't know this because this does not get much play, This is something I thought was the case and even predicted that someday we would find this out. And it has occurred. We now know it. And I was right. My prediction came true. I said Jeffrey Epstein is someone that probably worked for the FBI. That's why when he first got arrested, they still let him, because they were digging up dirt on the political enemies. They wanted, the FBI wanted dirt on Bill Clinton and other politicians who were going to his island. And the CIA may be involved too, because you had international people, foreign leaders, and this sex trafficking, child sex trafficking, was probably our own government doing it to get dirt on its politicians, because that's how an intelligence agency keeps the politicians under their foot. Well, here's the article headline. That was my theory. Listen to this headline. Jeffrey Epstein's secret exposed. Convicted child sex abuser reportedly worked as an FBI informant. Bam! Now it's not a theory, it's a fact. The FBI, you know what this also means? The FBI is and has participated in child sex abuse for power over people. But that's not bad. Comparing them to the SS, Ben? I mean, come on. Doesn't every good agency in America conduct itself in child sex abuse? Isn't that normal? Isn't that what every agency does? They allow children to be raped on an island for political power? I mean, just because the FBI did that, that doesn't mean that they're bad. It's still a good agency. Still, it's wonderful. Oh, so I'm coming to the end of my show. To you FBI agents that were forced to monitor this, you thought, you probably laughed, I'm not going to be convicted. This isn't a judgment on me. Are you laughing now? No, you ain't laughing now. I know you feel the conviction. I know you know I'm telling the truth. And I know if you want to side on the truth, you'll be on my side, not theirs. Here's the most important thing you can hear. And I hope if you were forced to watch this video, you take this seriously. It's the most important thing you will ever hear. And I mean, I want this for you to be true for you. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. That's what Jesus said about himself. And it's true. You can get forgiveness no matter what you've done. Repent, turn to Jesus, get salvation, and come to the side of good and fight the side of evil. I love you guys. Why else would I have told you that? See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe and hit that like button.
The establishment media is doing everything possible to not allow you to get to the deep truth of things. And, you know, when it has topics such as medicine, science, politics, business, really anything you can think of, you want the truth, and the media just doesn't seem to always give you it. You know that's true. So why not go to The New American and check out Conversations That Matter with Alex Newman. Conversations That Matter. The title explains itself, right? They're conversations and they really matter. Alex Newman is awesome, and he'll bring the best guests you can possibly find around the country, even around the world. Check it out.